Blog Talk Radio.
Monday morning. Monday morning. Not too sure if you guys can hear me. Motivational Mondays with your motivating and empowered host, Ella E2K. I'm having technical difficulties, so I'm not too sure if you could hear me live or not. So bear with me. The devil is a liar. I'm rebuking this morning. You will not take my joy or anybody else's. Okay, good morning. Good morning.
take me back now. Please tell me why you do it, do it. 'Cause this just don't make sense now. Wanna feel your love now. 'Cause it's just too good to be true. I've known you for quite some time. Still I'm learning more about you. Deeper blue oceans that you fill with truth. Love's amazing, grace is saving. I live for you. You have never let me down.
On their back now, so about to fly, 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 fly. 'Cause my God hold me down now. Feeling like my roots deep in the midst of these winds, but I won't break. My God never changed. Even when I'm down, He is faithful to remain. When I'm feeling pain, yeah, confident now in His love, so secure. Crying out for more, Lord, I'm letting go. I'm giving you control, you calling me to grow. Even though it hurts sometimes, I know you make me whole. You're holding my hands and I know you're never letting go. I'm on that overflow, never low. Riding steady, immovable, I'm unbreakable. Try and shake me, but you'll never separate me, no. There's nowhere to turn. That's when I gotta trust you. Whenever nothing's making sense, that's when I gotta lean into you. Walking on watch out, I'm gone. Seeking early in the mound. Now I got my mind right. Lit up like a nightlight. Ready like it's fight night. And I'm just getting started. You can come and join the party. Reaching out to this generation, I'm finna glow. Fire burning in these phones, so I'm finna go. Spent so many nights for this flight, for this baby plight, for this fight, for this, 'cause he died. That's how I came alive. Truth of when I ride, daily dying to my pride. Give it all for the glory of my God. Why do you love me?
Yes. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. Oh, man, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling awesome. I'm feeling that double blessing that I usually feel on Monday morning. A new beginning, new, just newness, you know, new week. The opportunity to make wrong things right. God bless me with another day. And I'm just not taking it for granted. I'm feeling super grateful, super amazing that God has given me this day. He has bestowed life. And I'm not taking that for granted ever, ever, ever. Good morning, everybody. I want to start with, I want to share a couple of things, but I want to start with giving my condolences to my queen sister, Maria, who's recently has, you know, her mom passed. And I got to speak to her, you know, prior to her mom passing. And and during and after. And it's not an easy process to lose a parent, you know, or to know that you're losing one. I went through that with my father, and, you know, to be there with them, I think is the most humbling experience you're ever going to ever have, to be able to walk or alongside or just be there as a support for any parent, you know, and just loving on them until God calls them home. So, you know, Maria's mom is resting, and now she's no longer suffering, you know. Cancer is no joke. I also want to send a prayer out to our pastor, Pastor Tommy, also going through that with his mom. So my prayers to Pastor Tommy and Pastor Lucy and the girls and the rest of his family. May God give you strength and endurance to go through what you're going through. God bless you guys. A birthday shout out to Pastor Tommy. That was birthday was yesterday. And we celebrate and we uplift our pastor. I love my pastors. I love all my pastors. They are amazing people, you know, just amazing. And when I sat to pray to God and say, God, put amazing people around me to be pillars, to support me, to guide me, to lead me, He did just that. God showed up and showed out and gave me amazing pastors, amazing leaders. And I'm forever, ever going to be grateful, along with amazing leadership. He gave me amazing Timothys, and he's given me so many Barnabas. So shout out to all my sisters as we celebrated Sister Day yesterday. And so Sister Day came about because I've been doing women empowerment seminars for several years now. And when I joined, when I was looking for a home church, and I found my home church, which was Crossover, Tampa Fowler, and I met these amazing Christian women, I wanted to continue to I've just learned the importance of sisterhood, what it really means to have a sisterhood where you come to and you get uplifted and motivated by other women. You know, it's just something about when your peers motivate you and uplift you. It's just a different type of inspiration. So I started the, you know, our first sister date, and it was amazing. I invited like 12 women that I kind of wanted to get to know, you know, more on a personal level, because we got to be intentional, right? We got to be intentional when in relationship, when we want to be close to somebody or when we want to maintain that relationship that we've already started or have or are involved in. We have to be intentional about it. You know, relationships just don't miraculously just be if you put no work in it. So we have to be intentional about all our relationships. And so when I did the sisterhood, I asked the women there to host their own sister day, you know, and that gives all of us opportunity to be able to acknowledge our sisters, you know, and do something great for our sisters. So yesterday was our Queen Sister Tarika's turn, and she did an amazing job, like awesome. Like she had this beautiful, beautiful table set in a gorgeous hotel, and she got a photographer, and we all had our own personal photo shoots, plus we had collectively a beautiful photo shoot and pictures that, you know, memories that we're going to have forever. So So, and her detailing and the stuff that she had on the table, I mean, you had no choice but to feel, you know, like the queen that you are, or that we are, rather, you know. So today I'm saying there's a lot of women. I know a lot of women. I think most of the women, I don't even, sadly to say, but all women always like, oh, I'm not really too friendly with other women. I don't trust other women, you know. We have to change that, ladies. Why is it that we don't trust other women? They are reflections of us. Yeah, yeah, maybe that's what it is, because they reflect us in some sort of way. We don't want to look at it. We don't want to take a look at that woman, or we don't want to empower that woman. Or what's the problem with saying to another woman, you know, your shoes are amazing, you know, that dress is nice, you know, that fits you well. What's the problem with that, you know? So anyway, that falls in having healthy sisterhood. We need that. We really need that. So it don't have to be 12. It can be 2. Hey, it can be 1. But create a sisterhood with somebody, because we need it. I'm telling you, we need it. For our mental health, we need it. For our spiritual health, we need it. So today, if you don't have anyone that you can consider a sister, reach out and find one. And for the men too, okay? Yeah, I need that brotherhood. We just need it. We need somebody to be accountable to, for real. So shout out to everybody that showed up for Sister Day. I had an amazing, amazing time yesterday, for real, for real. And even though I still have to bring my children along, I thank you for mercy and favor for allowing me to bring my kids, and I still had an amazing time with them. I also want to talk about one more thing, and then I'm going into music, and that's Friday Night Live, that crossover. Ladies, I'm asking you to come down. Any ladies that's in the Tampa, Brandon, Plant City area, Valrico, if you can get to Tampa, if you can get to 1235 Fowler on Tampa, Crossover Church, Friday night, 7 p.m. we start. It's called Friday Night Live. If you're dealing with any type of hurt, and Lord knows we all dealing with some type of hurt or another, if you're dealing with any type of hurt, come on through, come on down, you know, engage in what we got going on. We got free food, we got live music, you know, we worship, but more so than that, we have this great sisterhood going on there as well for the women. I mean, we have for the men as well. So come on down and get some brotherhood. But come on down and get some sisterhood loving Friday night at Crossover Church. I pray to see some of you ladies there. I'm telling you, I just don't even know how much to stress how important creating sisterhood is.
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban G., lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, and I see your face.
Imagine a new life, a new fam, a new city. Imagine a place with no political committee. There's lots of love, daps and high fives. Romance exploring action, living new lives. A place where new life is immediate. The good fruit will grow, just be patient and obedient. Imagine a new fam with no divorce. No baby mama drama, no child support. In homes where fathers raise their children, let them know the value like one in a billion. And men that step up to be spiritual leaders go from cheaters to believers, from deadbeats to achievers. Watch families find reconciliation with healing and forgiveness, replace legal mediation. Imagine if we could crush discrimination, create a community that won't judge pigmentation.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face, when all I'm fair.
Together, there's no competition, just a kingdom endeavor. It gets no better. Imagine impact it can measure that goes beyond attendance at a sermon or lecture. What if crime dropped, homicide stopped? What if gardens replaced empty lots? Prayer warriors populate every block. No more drugs, no more violence, no more crooked cops. Just mentors, classes, and job training. Not a handout, but a hand up to a life that's sustaining dignity, vision, and purpose. I know rebuilding's hard, but I'm telling you it's worth it. Freedom isn't perfect, but perfect is coming. Beyond what we'll imagine, it'll be so stunning. In the meantime, we get a glimpse of heaven on earth every time we get to witness that spiritual rebirth.
I'm waiting for a day.
Started with Nehemiah on his knees kneeling, praying and fasting, hands up to the ceiling. The creator of the universe started revealing the master plan. He stepped up, he could have ran. He only had wine glasses up in his hands. This cupbearer was about to get a tan, traveled to his forefather's land. Yo, I'm a fan of his courageous obedience. This is one of the key missing rebuilding ingredients that can get polluted by what the culture's feeding us. That's how the enemy is beating us and leading us in the lies that crumble, churches that stumble, a world that fumbles. Brings us full circle back to humble, humble beginnings to re-heal, humble hearts to re-heal. Now humble beats go and rebuild.
Oh, yeah, girl, can I see your face? No, it's time here. I'm waiting for a day when I see your face. When all I'm afraid.
Tell him I love him, it's good, the side of the globe. Is everything like it should, man, I don't know. But for everyone that thinks they should go, if you say that it's over, if you say that it's over, I won't know. No, 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 no.
Namaste. Good morning. You're listening to Motivational Mondays on LushRadioOnline.com.
No one ever told me this would be easy, but I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry, the worry, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks? I know.
Yeah.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Will I make it when these waves hit? Look slim to none when you broken. And I feel them storms approaching. And all I see is this deep grave. And I dread that I see red flags as I'm challenged by these replays. I dish the word, I used to pray a lot. Events occurred, now I stray a lot. I was traumatized when my daughter died. Now I often lie and I compromise. I don't know, just the hand I was dealt. The pain is too real, it demands to be felt. I feel like something's missing and I'm put in a position where I gotta be a man for myself. I'm in a place where my faith is challenged. Take my anger, take my malice. This life's the beast, I'ma name a savage. It's hard to carry on when you claiming baggage. Take my sin, it keeps me excluded. I'm isolated, I seem secluded. I know the problems are deeply rooted. I need some healing, Jesus, do it. Listen, supposed to be Christian.
They said they would never split, but I'm feeling like there's about to be a custody. They're really giving up on me and cheating on us. That's it. It's all that I hear from the kitchen. It's screaming. I wish I could go back in time and erase my whole life from existence. I'm feeling like I might be part of the problem. I guess I'm a negative number. If zero is cold, I'm feeling below. Emotions are rolling like thunder.
Lightning strikes, I'm on my crash and burn, crash and burn.
I thought we lived as kings, but all these paupers back to turn. And that's how I'm feeling. My parents were kings, but the kingdom is falling. It's broken, it stings. I look at the church, and I see the homeless. I see the broken, people divorced. Through all that, a remnant remains. I pray we see Jesus. Jesus, we sing. Christ is hospitalized.
Ashes to ashes, playing with tears in our eyes.
Where is the hope? Where is the life? Where is the love that we used to display that came only from Christ? We used to be different. Our marriage is lasting, but now we just blend in like nothing has happened. Our hearts are lost, we've wandered far. Lord Jesus, take us home. We need you, God. Please heal your bride. We're praying at your throne.
LushRadioOnline.com.
Oh yeah. Come on, mama, shout. Oh yeah. Come on, mama, shout.
Never thought we'd be here. Now that's amazing. My whole crew and here we all related. Okay, we made it. Cause we ain't
played.
The whole club go up if you ain't basic.
Oh yeah.
Hold up.
Hold
why
up.
You looking at us crazy, man? Just hold up.
Hold
them Florida boys never lazy, man.
Lazy.
We go up. Running around the city like all night. Hands up to the skylight. Yeah. We talking nah, nah, nah. You talk about we live it.
How we live, man.
She's from around the
street.
116, now that I mean we ain't playing. I put that on my mama.
Chain like I'm digging in the sea. Great bread when we eat. I ain't got a stunt, whole vibe on fleek. I put that on my mama, ain't going back to nothing. Got love for my hood, we gon' keep it 100. Hey, time gon' run it. Front line ain't in the hood, we the runners. Send no commas, no pressure, no drama. 100 for Christ, I put that on my mama.
Yeah, we talk nah, nah, nah. You talk about we live it.
How we live, man.
She's from around this crazy. I told you we ain't playing. I put that on
singing, so I'm flowing. Then I wrote an album called The Third. That blew up, but never hit the billboard. I was straight singing for my soul. Now I'm jaded, gotta stand up, take control.
Yeah, we talk na na na. You talk about we live is how we live, man. She's from around this crazy.
416, now that I mean we ain't playing.
just want to let me go.
Boys know makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. Built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let see beneath your beautiful night. You let all the girls go, makes you feel good, don't it?
Listening to Motivational Mondays.
this is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through. Yeah, I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this. But who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. Yeah, this is the defining moment of our lives. Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind. And there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this, and you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Oh, 'cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Oh, yeah, you. Hey, yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E. Tukey. Thank you. Thank you. You're tuned in to Motivation Monday. Another blessed Monday to be here. Thank you guys for just being in the journey with me. Shout out to all my queen sisters that called me this week, and those that allowed me to pray for them and entrusted to contact me to let me know about what they were going through and allow me to pray and intercede for them. I want to read something to you guys. Mean girls, we have all met them, been them, or been hurt by them. Women don't have to wonder much about the definition of this term because we coined it. Somewhere along the way, we got the idea that putting another woman down would elevate us. Whether we criticize her appearance, her personality, or her situation, we are somehow under the impression that we will improve as she deteriorates. By engaging in the mean girl phenomenon, we are actually hindering ourselves from walking in the fullness of our salvation. What if we pulled the curtain on the whole mean girl sham? What if we allowed ourselves to be vulnerable with one another and embraced each other with understanding? What if we chose to use kind words rather than harsh ones? Get rid of your feelings of hatred. Don't just pretend to be good. Be done with dishonesty and jealousy and talking about others behind their backs to realize how kind the Lord has been to you. Put away all evil deception, envy, and fraud. Long to grow into the fullness of your salvation. Cry for this as a baby cries for his milk. 1 Peter 2:1-3. Each moment you're attempted to pull down another woman, try raising her up instead. Lay down your jealousy for esteem, your criticism for compliments, and your meanness for kindness. Imagine what that would do for the body of Christ. May whoever this was for receive it as it was sent out. I'm praying today. I send out a prayer. Every motivator needs motivation. So you can do it. You can do it. It's not motivation, but I'm praying for you, hoping that this positive energy I'm transcending mentally will reach you in God's perfect timing. Lord, you see the pain. I claim healing and clarity. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Amen. I'm praying for you, 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 and you, everyone in the sound of my voice. I claim peace, tranquility, love, understanding. I claim everything that you need. God knows everything you need. So don't forget to say a prayer. Don't forget to pray for others. Be kind to others. Motivate somebody today. Inspire somebody today. Because when you know better, you do better. So motivate them to do better. Start with your family. Start in your household. Start with your children. Start with your neighbor. Start with the first person you see when you open your eyes. The more you motivate, the more they motivate, and the more balance we give to this world. Stay positive. Stay amazing. Stay wonderful, people. We all God's children. And in his eyes, we're all perfect. So God bless you. Have an amazing week. Peace.